Blessings and peace, everyone. Welcome to the Vineyard Network podcast. I am your host, Gwendolyn Yarbrough. Welcome, 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 everybody, to the Vineyard Network podcast. I am your host, Gwendolyn Yarbrough, and today's episode is titled, Dear Jesus, Here's My Yes. I can remember when I was 8 years old, standing outside on a beautiful sunny day, while the wind just slightly, blew. Beautiful breeze, calming breeze. By the sun beamed, and I was just full of joy. I can remember playing in the yard by myself, and I ran to the meter and I stood on top of it as if it was my stage. And I looked up to the beautiful sky and I said, "Yes, Lord, use me. Say, speak to me. Wherever you want me to go, whatever you want me to do. Yes." And that 8-year-old girl was inspired by a powerful man of God who, to her, was the most powerful man in all the universe on this planet. Thanks to the late Apostle J.D. Hamilton. I admired him so, I don't even know where the inspiration came from. I don't know where the zeal to even want our desire to serve God came from, other than watching him take the podium, service after service, and God used him to perform miracles and wonders right before this little girl's eyes. I thought he did magic. I thought, oh my God, how is that possible? The things that I saw and witnessed as an 8-year-old, it inspired me, it intrigued me, it empowered me to want to serve God just as he did. I can remember calling him on the phone, like, "Mom, please call Papa, I want to know what he's wearing to service in the morning." The Sundays was a big deal, and not only in my household, but in my community. Going to church to serve the Lord. I used to say, "Call him, call Papa. I want to know what he's wearing." He'd answer the phone. My mama chuckle said, "My daughter wants to speak to you." And he said, "Give her the phone. I can hear him even now. Give her the phone. Let me talk to her." And with such joy, he was like, "What you want to tell Papa, baby girl? I want to know what you're wearing to church. What colors are you wearing to church today?" I said, "Are you wearing your suspenders? Because I want some suspenders." And guess what? He would tell me what he was wearing, and I would try to get as close to his color. Just show up excited. And he bought me a pair of rainbow suspenders. It was my favorite suspenders. But guess what? Here I am at 42. And every time I have experienced a hit from the enemy's camp, I'm reminded of the yes that I didn't even know that I was giving God. I am constantly reminded about that moment that took place on that day. Of, "Yes, Lord, use me. Speak to me, touch my lips, I belong to you." No clue what I was saying. Had no clue what I would experience, things I would encounter, the feelings that I would feel by God's presence, by his love, by his embrace, by his revelations. Had no clue what I was really, really confessing. But today I do. Today I know why that little girl made that confession of, use me, send me, I'll go, speak through me, I'll see. Because over the course of time, I've had to say something that God said that most people probably didn't see. I went places that some people probably wouldn't go. I did some things that some people probably wouldn't do. But it was the activation of faith on that day that I stood on my grandmother's water meter as if it was a stage set just for me to be a spokesman for my Savior. And so, Jesus, I'm so honored to be a part of your kingdom. I'm so elated to be an ambassador of Christ. No matter the hits, no matter the rain, no matter the wind, no matter the trial, the test, the hardships, the tribulations, my yes is still my yes. I'm no longer 8, but I will forever be reminded to remind others your yes. This is your Jesus. Here is part 1. I pray that you maintain your yes. I pray that you remember as vivid as I do the day I gave God my yes. I pray when you are having those moments of questioning your belief in Christ, pray you remember that day of all days of when you gave Christ your heart, when you allowed him to enter into your spirit, when you allowed him to abide in you. You will get hit by so many things in this Christian race. But Paul said, the race isn't given to the swift, neither to the strong, but he that endured to the end. I'm encouraging you to endure until the end. Until next time, may the blessings of the Lord make you rich and have no sorrow. May the peace and shalom of God be your portion now and forever. Until next time, go in the soul and maintain your yes. God bless you.
If this podcast has helped you, please share it with someone now. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or you have a testimony you would like to share, please email us at thewholewomancoach@gmail.com. And remember to share and follow this podcast and tune in every Monday for a word of inspiration, edification, empowerment, and encouragement. God bless. Today's episode was sponsored by Gwendolyn & Co. For all your holistic healthcare needs, visit www.gwendolynyarbrough.com. And remember, when your body talks, listen.